leader!
Order, order.
Good news this week for members of the Port Chalmers Bowling Club. They're finally getting the green light for their club to ratify a lease over reserve land.
They've been waiting since 1977 to have it done. If there are any members of the original Port Chalmers Bowling Club still around, they'll be raising a glass of sherry when this bill passes through the House.
Labour's Stuart Nash gearing up to celebrate the passing of the Reserves and Other Lands Bill. Also this week, there was a standing ovation for Clerk of the House, Mary Harris, who is retiring after 28 years at Parliament, the last seven of them in the top job as its chief officer. Taking up that role from next week will be David Wilson, who started his career at Parliament in 1994 as a Select Committee report writer. Tributes to Mary Harris were kicked off by the Speaker, David Carter.
Mary, you are a private person. You do not seek any prominence whatsoever, and you would have hoped that your retirement would almost have passed through this House unnoticed. There was absolutely no chance of that. You go with our best wishes, and we thank you for your services to the democracy of New Zealand.
Tuesday saw the harmful digital communications bill overcome the opposition it had faced in its earlier stages from Labour and New Zealand First. Both parties had voted against giving the bill a second reading, but, albeit reluctantly, had come around to support it after changes made in the committee stage. Shadow Attorney General David Parker explained that Labour had shared fears expressed by other parties at a potential threat to freedom of speech as contained in the Bill of Rights.
And given that this legislation is passed after the Bill of Rights and is more specific than the general provisions of the Bill of Rights, it's likely that the provisions in this legislation where there is inconsistency with the Bill of Rights are going to be interpreted in a way which will constrain rights of free expression. This could have been done in a way that is better than that and removes that ambiguity. And the way it could have been done would have been to for example, criminalise what is obviously and clearly wrong, which is what they've done in the United Kingdom, where they've criminalised what's called revenge porn.
David Parker's doubts were shared by the ACT Party's David Seymour.
Nobody denies that incitement to suicide and revenge porn are serious dangers, and they are dangers that have come to some extent from technological advances. Well, it would have been very simple, and I have to thank the Labour Party for supporting my SOP last week, to simply say that in the Crimes Act, it is a crime to make an intimate digital recording and distribute it without that person's consent, particularly if your aim is to do harm. That's the right way to do it. I have to thank Claire Curran, who approached me early about opposing this bill, and I apologise that we weren't more proactive. I think we might have been able to defeat it. Ditto to some of my colleagues in the Greens who have bravely decided today that they will oppose this bill and support good lawmaking.
And David Seymour was joined in the Noes lobby by four of the 14 Green MPs, including their ICT spokesman, Gareth Hughes.
So, Mr Speaker, for the first time in my parliamentary career, today I'm casting a separate vote to my party because I believe this law, this bill, is the wrong solution to the right question, which is what do we do about cyberbullying? Ultimately, this bill is overbroad. It risks limiting our freedom of expression and the important role of the media in our democracy, and introduces a precedent that one thing can be legal offline, but illegal online.
The Greens' Gareth Hughes, who was joined by three of his caucus colleagues when Russell Norman revealed their split vote on the final reading of the harmful digital communications bill.
Green Party.
10 votes in favour, 4 votes against.
And with that, the bill received its third and final reading by 116 votes to 5 and was the only bill to pass its final reading during the week. Parliament's adjourned for 2 weeks back on July the 21st. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.